Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you. And thank you for having me on the show.
I appreciate the opportunity. Yesterday in the Detroit Free Press, they had opposing views, consolidate school districts. And you think no. Just a few moments ago, we had Professor Sharif Shakrani from Michigan State University, who believes it would be a good idea. He believes that it would save, it would cut costs in many areas and actually help the education of these students and preparing them for college, but you don't agree with that.
That's right, Tony. I have a great deal of respect for Dr. Shakrani. However, and I think he would agree with this, that there really is no empirical evidence that shows that there would be major cost savings with consolidation in Michigan. We haven't seen any kind of research that demonstrates that. And in fact, in many ways, I'm thinking that it might cost districts more money. If you think about the schools, for instance, in the UP and the geographical distance between those school districts, you can imagine the increased costs in transportation, gas, fuel, even operation and management of those districts. I think there are some hidden costs that are difficult to compute and quantify, and until that's done and you have some kind of comparison, I don't know that you can strictly say that consolidation would save money for school districts.
Well, he believes that if they were consolidated, you would need far less administrators, less principals. You would be able to buy goods and services, for example, food for the cafeteria in bigger bulks and saving money in those ways.
Well, and I think that's already being done with districts sharing services, which is something that we strongly support. Now, we do believe that there are districts that can do even more than what they're doing. But, you know, once again, I'm going to go back to a lot of the districts in the UP where they have a superintendent that is not only the superintendent, but is also the business official, is the transportation director, and a principal of the high school. That is just not uncommon anymore, and we're seeing more and more of that kind of thing happening. Well, that seems pretty efficient to me. I'm not sure about the quality of service, but when you have one person doing all those jobs, I'm not sure how you get more efficient than that.
How many members do you have in the Michigan Association of School Boards?
We have about 4,000 board members.
So if I was to play devil's advocate, I could say, well, of course you're against this, Kathy, because a lot of the folks that are part of your union wouldn't have jobs.
Yeah, and first of all, we don't have a union, but
or your association, excuse me.
Yeah, our association, and believe me, right now there are many board members who are struggling with the positions that they have right now. I don't think that is something that is driving this at all. You know, when I look at it, let's take a look at it even from the point of view of the impact on students. And you go into a larger district and you know that students are going to get a little less individual attention. They are going to endure longer bus rides. They're going to have fewer opportunities to participate in co-curricular and extracurricular activities. There certainly is going to be much more competition for those spots on the teams. And what does it do to parents and their connection to their schools? And I think there are fewer opportunities to participate in volunteer activities with the travel time. That might even preclude some parents from participating. I think it really erodes a community social and economic base, and those are things I think that need to be considered. I also believe that research shows that poor and minority students do much better in smaller schools. So with this big emphasis that we have on improving our student achievement scores and raising the standards in schools, it seems to me that where the energy should be spent is on those things and not the time it would take. By the way, it would take probably several years to go through a consolidation process just because of what they would have to do in terms of planning before they do anything at all in terms of implementation and closing schools and the resources that would be involved in doing all of that. would be costly in and of itself.
All right, Kathy, let's just say we're going to ask you to resign as executive director for the Michigan Association of School Boards, and you're going to be governor for the state of Michigan. How about that? We're going to give you that job.
I don't think I want it.
There's so many challenges when we talk about education and funding education.
Yes.
What can be done to give school districts and teachers the proper tools, the proper amounts of money to help kids in school districts get to the point where they are college ready? What can we do?
Well, I think there's been a huge effort on the part of school districts to do this, and I do believe we need to raise our standards. I think most educators will agree with that, because we do recognize that where our standards are right now, that we are not preparing kids for college and career readiness. The real problem is that we have a flaw in the funding system for school districts right now. And obviously, if over the past decade, school districts have been reducing their budgets over and over again every year, and sometimes in the middle of their school year, they've had to do that, something's not quite right. I recognize that the economy is certainly contributing to this, and also the decline in student population, but that's all the more reason I think we need to take a look at our funding system and see how we can adequately fund our school districts. And what is adequate funding? We don't really even know that. You know, how much money does a school district need to do exactly what you're talking about?
You know, it's been said that we pay too much for too many administrators. Do you agree with that?
I believe it's a very individual thing. I think when that happens, it's more an exception than the rule. I think it's a pretty competitive market out there, and every school district knows what the market holds for their surrounding region. People forget that oftentimes the school district is the largest employer, has the largest budget in that community. And what we pay superintendents to run those large districts, I think, is generally very reasonable.
And a final question. I got about 30 seconds. There's been a letter that's gone out from Ira Salters, the president of the MEA, which she wants the union to, or she wants MEA members to authorize the MEA to engage in significant activities up to and including a work stoppage. Have you seen this letter, and do you have any thoughts on it?
I have not seen the letter. I think unions have to do what they do. I think up into the point of what I would call an illegal action, which is a strike, that is against the law to strike, and I don't believe unions should engage in that.
Thank you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you.